This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Another September 11th in the United States, as all others since 2001, a date that marks a somber anniversary. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a report.
The 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks are being recognized today. On September 11th, 2001, America faced an unprecedented day of terror as 19 al-Qaeda members hijacked four passenger jets, sending two of the planes smashing into New York's World Trade Center, one into the Pentagon, and the fourth plane into a field in western Pennsylvania, resulting in nearly 3,000 deaths. The names of those lost in the 9/11 attacks will be solemnly recited at the World Trade Center in New York. I'm Julie Walker.
A day of remembrance has begun at the White House, in New York City, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, honoring the victims of that terrible day 18 years ago. At the site of the World Trade Center, the names of those who died are being read aloud at this hour. Washington is still reacting to U.S. President Donald Trump's firing of his controversial national security advisor, John Bolton. Though there is a dispute about whether Bolton offered to resign, as he insists, or if Mr. Trump simply dismissed him, the fact is the president has now gone through three national security advisors in less than 3 years. The explanation for Bolton's exit, that his views on world affairs were too often out of line with administration policy. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend, later saying that year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. No word on just how the White House will act on the U.S. troop withdrawal that was part of the tentative deal with the Taliban to end a war that is almost 18 years old. It is unclear if John Bolton will have more to say publicly in the days ahead. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. On this 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorism against the United States, the American embassy in Kabul came under attack, a reminder that America's longest war in Afghanistan continues. AP correspondent Mike Rossio reports.
A rocket exploded at the U.S. embassy in Afghanistan shortly after midnight in Kabul. No injuries were reported. There was no immediate comment from Afghan officials or the NATO mission, which is near the U.S. embassy. The attack came early on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attack on the United States. It was the first attack since President Donald Trump called off surprise talks between the U.S. and Taliban at Camp David over the weekend. Trump cited the death of a U.S. service member in one of two car bomb attacks last week as the reason. I'm Mike Rossia.
Britain is getting set for a general election probably in November, as the political crisis over the country's exit from the European Union shows no sign of easing. Parliament this week was officially suspended until mid-October and will return just 2 weeks before the country is scheduled to leave the EU. The latest from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament is unlawful, says Scotland. A Scottish court has ruled that Johnson's decision to prorogue the lawmakers' forum is unlawful, but has not ordered the suspension overturned. The judges say Britain's Supreme Court must make the final decision. Last week, a court in Edinburgh had rejected the challenge, but that's now been overturned on appeal. A group of lawmakers has challenged the government's decision to prorogue or suspend Parliament for 5 weeks until October 14, arguing Johnson is trying to evade democratic scrutiny. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A coalition of opposition and conservative lawmakers has branded the suspension of Parliament a coup by Prime Minister Boris Johnson and has vowed to take him to court if he refuses to petition for a Brexit extension. The Trump administration is hitting back at U.S. media reports it evacuated a high-level Russian CIA spy after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered the Kremlin's meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. In addition, CNN said that President Trump's handling of sensitive information in his dealings with Russian officials was a cause for concern in the American intelligence community. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
I've seen that reporting. The reporting is materially inaccurate. And you should know, as the former CIA director, I don't talk about things like this very often. It is only the occasions when there's something that I think puts people at risk or the reporting is so egregious as to create enormous risk to the United States of America that I even comment in the way that I just did.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.